Kitchen Scientist. This book is by Amanda Graham and Martin Smith. Look at the back cover of the book. Kitchen Scientist. You can do some amazing experiments in the kitchen. Find out how to make celery change colour. Make an egg go soft like rubber. Be a kitchen scientist. That sounds exciting. Let's read the book and find out how to do these things. Turn to the beginning. Kitchen Scientist. Written by Amanda Graham. Photographed by Martin Smith. Introduction. Can eggs bounce? Can a balloon blow itself up? Can celery be blue? To find out, try the experiments in this book. You only need things that are probably in your kitchen already. This book tells you what you need, what to do, and why some amazing things happen. The amazing balloon trick. You need a balloon, a small sheet of paper, sticky tape, a bottle with a narrow neck, baking soda, also called carb soda, a teaspoon, a jug of water, vinegar. What to do? 1. Pour vinegar into the bottle to a level of about 2 centimetres. Add the same amount of water. 2. Make a funnel out of the paper and tape. Put the funnel into the neck of the balloon. 3. Using the funnel, half fill the balloon with baking soda. You might find the teaspoon helpful here. Four. Now for the tricky bit. Stretch the neck of the balloon over the neck of the bottle. Let the heavy bit of the balloon dangle so that none of the soda escapes. Five. Hold the balloon on tightly to the neck of the bottle. Make sure that it does not slip off. 6. Now lift the balloon. What will happen? The baking soda falls into the water and vinegar mixture. Will the balloon explode? Will it make a funny noise? Will the water change colour? Amazing! The baking soda mixes with the water and vinegar. The mixture fizzes and bubbles, and the balloon seems to blow up all by itself. But why? When the baking soda mixes with the water and vinegar, it makes bubbles of gas. The gas spreads out in the bottle and moves up into the balloon. So the balloon gets bigger as the gas takes up extra space. The rubber egg. You need a large, clear, glass, plastic jar. A raw egg. White vinegar. What to do? 1. Carefully place the egg in the jar. 2. Cover it with vinegar to a level of about 10 centimetres above the egg. 3. Place the jar in a safe spot and watch from time to time over the next 24 hours. What will happen? Will the egg shrink? Will it get bigger? Will it sink? Amazing. The egg rises to the top as tiny bubbles are formed all over its shell. You will have to look closely to see them. The egg slowly rises and falls, and in the end sinks to the bottom of the jar. When you touch the egg, it will be soft instead of hard. Incredible! But why? The vinegar changes the shell of the egg. It dissolves the hard calcium in the shell and makes the shell soft. The vinegar on the shell also forms small bubbles of a gas called carbon dioxide. These bubbles make the egg rise to the top of the vinegar. Then, as all the gas bubbles escape into the air, the egg sinks again. This takes about one day. The egg might feel like a rubber ball, but don't bounce this one inside. Mini icebergs. You need 2 glass jars, a spoon, 3 tablespoons of salt, a jug of water, ice cubes. Ones made with coloured water are fun. What to do? 1. Half fill each jar with water. 2. Add the salt to one of the jars of water and stir until the salt is dissolved. 3. Put an ice cube in each jar. What will happen? Will the ice cubes sink? Will they float? Will they melt? Amazing! Both ice cubes float, but the one in salt water floats slightly higher than the one in fresh water. But why? The salt that is dissolved in the water makes this salty water denser. Ice cubes float higher in denser water. Have you noticed that you float much better in the salty sea than you do in a freshwater river or swimming pool? Think about it next time you go swimming. Blue celery. You need a jug of water, blue food colouring, stalks of celery, glass jars. What to do? 1. Put food colouring into one of the jars up to a level of about 2 centimetres. 2. Add water to bring the level up to about 6 centimetres. 3. Cut the stem of one celery stalk so that it is about 6 centimetres taller than the jar. Four. Stand the stalk in the coloured water. 5. Leave the jar in a warm room for a few hours and keep watch. 6. Repeat using different colours. What will happen? Will the celery wilt? Will it start to grow? Will it change colour? Amazing! After a few hours, the celery will turn the same colour as the water it is standing in. But why? There are tiny veins, like tubes, that carry water to each part of the celery plant when it is growing. Even after it has been picked, the veins in the celery can draw up the coloured water. The colour stains the veins along the way. Rubbery eggs and blue celery. That's amazing. The kitchen can be an exciting place to experiment with science. Maybe you could try some of these experiments in your kitchen. Why not read the book again on your own and think about some kitchen science you could try? For example, could you find a way to put an egg into a jar that has a top smaller than the egg?